Of all the routes film directors have taken toward their chosen careers, Arnie Glimcher's must be one of the strangest. He was the owner of a prominent New York art gallery selling paintings to movie producers and stars. When director Ivan Reitman asked him to provide expertise and several prized paintings for the 1986 film Legal Eagles, Glimcher dove right in and by 1988 had become a film producer with Gorillas in the Mist and then The Good Mother. In 1992, he directed his first film, Mambo Kings, and now he's directed a second. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Just Cause.
Arnie Glimcher knows a work of art when he sees it, but does that make him capable of directing one? Well, Just Cause may be an unjust test case. After all, this movie aspires to be not much more than a white-knuckle thriller. And you could argue that Glimcher's most important work was done when he got Sean Connery to agree to star in it. But even with Connery lending his masterful presence, something about this movie is off almost from the beginning. The trouble is, it's too straightforward, too cut and dried. We're in a backwoods town in Florida's Everglades, and there a handsome young black man named Bobby Earle, played by Blair Underwood, is being arrested for the rape and murder of an 11-year-old white girl. Bobby Earle's sweet old grandma pleads with the evil Southern cops to leave her boy alone, but they haul him off anyway and torture him into confessing. As sadistic as the white cop is, his boss, a black police chief played by Lawrence Fishburne, is even crueler. And now, as Bobby Earle sits on death row, only days from execution, Sean Connery shows up as Paul Armstrong. He's a Harvard law professor who's against capital punishment and has reluctantly decided to take up Bobby Earle's case, putting his rusty courtroom skills where his mouth is. Lawrence Fishburne isn't too happy to see him.
This is a case that hangs together by the thinnest of threads. You see, you come down here, you start picking at them threads, now it's liable to fall apart. I don't want to see that happen. I'll tell you something else. I want to see Robert Earle go to the chair for what he did.
Tell me, what is your policy on taking guns into the interrogation room?
Very simple, we don't.
May I see your left ankle? Please.
You looking for this? I checked it with the duty sergeant.
You didn't take it out? Pointed at Bobby Earle?
No, sir.
You didn't stick it in his mouth and play some Russian roulette?
No, sir.
Then how did I know where to look for it?
If all this sounds more than faintly familiar from movies as various as To Kill a Mockingbird and In the Heat of the Night, well, it is. And before Just Cause is over, we'll see ragged imitations of Cape Fear and even The Silence of the Lambs, with Ed Harris as a loony Southern cracker version of Hannibal Lecter. But when a suspense thriller is this baldly and unambiguously a fight between the good guys and the bad guys, you know that either the movie makers are simple-minded, or that we can expect big surprises ahead, which, since you expect them, might not turn out to be as surprising as the movie makers think. That didn't bother me as much as Glimcher's clumsy attempts to hard sell every twist and turn. No one can take a step into the Everglades without lots of shots of slithering alligators and backlit rattlesnakes. And this is the sort of movie in which bad guys rant and rave at the top of their lungs while Glimcher's cinematographer shines lamps underneath them to make them look spooky, like a kid with a flashlight under his chin. Through it all, Connery manfully strides, looking slightly annoyed, as though he had just detected an unpleasant odor. He has, and it's just invaded a theater near you.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.